Hi, the question for Mr. Brandon Candler, Brandon Candler, date of birth 6/2/1988, and date of accident is 2/1/2022. Date of service is 12/13/2022. Mr. Brandon Candler is here for a follow-up evaluation today. He allegedly was involved in an accident. He hit a car on a right lane, leading to all the impact and the headaches, and he started having confusion, lack of equilibrium, lack of focus, along with pain symptoms too. Neck pain, lower back pain, both shoulder pain, mid-back pain, and occasional radiation to both buttocks, and some pain on the right hip. Patient has continued a conservative treatment for several months since the time of accident, and he reports that he's more better, almost 50%, and he wants to go back to work on a light duty. Pain level is still reported between 7 and 10, with the ADLs being affected 9. Pain is still focused on the neck and the mid-back and lower back. However, there is no radiation of pain at this time. The patient reports 50 to 60% improvement in the pain. And the ADLs that he reports affected currently are sleep is affected at 8, mood is 7, general activity, walking to work, relationship with other people, sleep, and enjoyment of life are affected 6. In the system review, patient still reports of vision disturbance without any headache, dizziness, without any fainting, blackout, seizures, or confusion, disorientation. He has mild depression, lack of focus, and difficulty sleeping only. In the pain and numbness, patient has a pain in the right hip and shoulder, bilaterally, neck and mid-back, upper back, lower back, and with stiffness of both shoulders, neck, and the lower back. There's no difficulty walking. He is able to work on light-duty jobs. In the GI, there's no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, but some chest pain is reported. No coughing, shortness of breath. Patient reports that he's got pain in the collarbone, and his range of motion of the right shoulder is slightly diminished. Pain level has remained the same, and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma in the last 30 days. And patient is stabilized on Percocet and Narcos. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication. And physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 114/75. Pulse is 98. Pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam is the same from previous visit of 11/7/2022. Dictation number 1109-032. Except he has the following modification in the range of motions. In the cervical spine, the flexion is 60, extension is 60, side flexion 45, and bilateral rotation is 80. And in the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 60, extension is 70, bilateral side flexion 30, and bilateral rotation is 35. And all the test maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain are negative at this time. His straight leg raising test is negative also. The rest of the exam will be same from previous visit of 11/7/2022, dictation number 1109-032. Diagnosis are the same. Plan is to release the patient to a work program where he can lift up to 25 pounds and go from there. And the PT evaluation has been ordered, and recertification and affidavit from the patient for any further therapy as it will be discontinued after this month. Patient is advised to have a physical therapy 2 times per week for one last time. And he's released to a light duty with lifting limit of 25 pounds. And medication-wise, no medicines are given. He has been informed about his findings in the MRIs, and he has a herniated disc at C6-7 and herniated disc at L4-5-L3-L5-S1, for which an injection treatment will be required. If he doesn't show up for the treatment, he will be discharged. Thank you.